if you're ever gonna love me. But I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. I'm gonna go down where the water's a little deeper. I've taken no chances, now you see. If you don't start treating me a little bit better, I'm gonna do away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. Now won't you tell me how you feel about it? You're running me crazy, can't you see? If you don't start treating me a little bit better, I'm gonna do away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way that you can show it. If you don't start treating me better, you see, away with me. If you're ever gonna love me, well, I wanna know it. There's just one way. Don't start treating me better, you see, I'm gonna do away with me. Yeah, I'm gonna do away with me.
I didn't really introduce Roland White over here a while ago. That's Roland White on the mandolin. Give him a big hand. Like
you
I said.
That was 40 years ago when we met. I went to work for Bill Monroe.
That's right.
40 years ago in March. And I was the guitar player, and boy, that was hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really funny how he ended up playing guitar, and he's mainly a mandolin player. And we'll talk about Kenny Wirtz later about how he's playing the guitar and he's really a banjo player, but we'll discuss that later. But I'd always heard of Clarence and Roland White and the Kentucky Colonels, and then when I did, like I say, a while ago, kind of jumped ahead there. When you did, Bill Monroe had a tour. When I joined Bill Monroe, we went out there, and I think it was May of 67, to be exact.
I've got a recording of that night, March.
Well, that's when I joined him in March. So we're arguing already about the date.
Okay.
See,
it.
When you get old like this, you kind of, but anyway.
They can edit that out.
Yeah. But we went out, and Bill Monroe played a place called the Ash Grove, and of course, the bus broke down, and he and Doug Green, you know, Riders in the Sky, who
Ranger
he is,
Doug. Ranger Doug,
he sat in with us. We didn't have a guitar player, so he said, well, I'll play with you till you find one. So Bill Monroe, the bus was broke down in Nashville, so he loaded up Doug Green. They flew to Los Angeles and picked up the Kentucky Colonels and the Dillards, whoever, to play with them, while the rest of the Bluegrass Boys were back in Nashville waiting on the bus to get fixed so we could drive it out to California. That's how that worked back in those days, you know. So anyway, when we got there on this, I'll never forget this, Roland was playing quite a bit with Bill there, setting in, and Roland asked him, I think, if he could have the job, or if he could write. Am I wrong or right about that?
Well, after the band got there, Lamar Greer told me, he asked me what I was doing. I was playing electric bass in the bar band.
Yeah.
He says, oh, you need to be playing bluegrass. He says, Bill will be looking for a guitar player when we get back to Nashville, so you should talk to him, and that's how that started.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Bill James Monroe is Bill's son, and James and I were standing there at the club one day, and Bill comes up to both of us and says, I want to see you two in the bus right now. I said, boy, what do we do? You know, this is going to be bad. So we go out on the bus. This is in front of the Ash Grove out there in California. He goes, we get in there, and he says, you boys need some money? I said, well, yeah, we always need money if you got it. And so he says, here's what he says, exact words. What do you think about that little white boy? I'm going, what? You know that white boy? What white boy? Well, what's his name, Roland or something like that? I said, oh, Roland White, yes. That's the truth. I don't know whether you ever heard that or not, but. I said, you think he can handle that guitar? And I said, well, I'm sure he could. And so that's when we picked Roland up, and he went to Nashville with us and played. And Roland and I even roomed together in Nashville and had a wonderful time. And I'm not going to go into some of the gory details. But we got to record a song with Bill Monroe, or actually three tunes. And one was Gold Rush, Virginia Darling, and Sally Gooden. And we're going to do Gold Rush for you right now.